Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio tonight. Certainly fits the bill. It's Thursday, April 5th, 2007, about 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Our two guests this evening, co-authors of the book, The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship. You can read all of their incredible articles located at www.conspiracyarchive.com under the commentary section. Amazing stuff. And if you go to Amazon.com, you can get a copy of this book. It's really phenomenal stuff. If you're interested in picking up the book in ebook format, acloserlook.com, and then search for the title, The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship. Gentlemen, welcome back. Philip Darrell Collins, Paul David Collins. And I'm glad that you have agreed to stay on with us here.
Well, glad to do it.
No problem.
It's fantastic information. You know, there's just so much to everything we've discussed. Here's one thing, and I'm trying to cover a lot of the basics, and I appreciate you guys bearing with me here, but a lot of people would look at the situation here in America, and they see the overwhelming presence, the obvious influence of this conspiratorial agenda and how everything is sort of lined up against the people, and they would say, that's it, I'm out of here. Well, my first question to them is, where are you going to go? And they'll throw out a country or something like that, and I say, what part of New World Order do you not understand? So let me pose it in form of a question. Is everybody involved in this? Is there a safe spot?
Well, I'm afraid that there's really not going to be any running from this. There's not going to be any running. There's not going to be any hiding from this. What we need to do is we've been given a mandate by the Lord to, you know, in these times to basically stand fast on his word and I guess the scriptures even use the word to occupy, and I'm not using that in the dominionist context.
Yeah.
to occupy, to basically stand your ground and stand against the evil that besets us. Now, there's also this impulse with some people to move towards what I call abdication theology, and that is they completely divorce themselves from the political system because to become involved in the political system and to become involved in voting and what have you would mean to them possibly delaying Jesus's return. Well, Jesus is going to return when Jesus wants to return.
Yeah.
The problem is for us believers, is that we know not the hour that he will return. The hour will come as a thief in the night. So he could be here tomorrow, and, you know, if he is, praise God, you know, I'm more than welcome that. Or he could be here 100 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is that, you know, no matter how, it's always going to be a question of how long we have to wait. If he tarries and we allow this totalitarian scourge to come upon us, we have no reason to be, you know, to complain.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to remain, active. You know, you have to remain ever vigilant, and you know, remain alert, and try to work within the political system. But at the same time, you don't want to become part of the system. As you recall, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
Right.
Well, when he invoked the term world, it was from the Greek term cosmos, which also which means ordered arrangement and connotes a system. So he wasn't talking about the world in which we live. He was talking about a system.
Interesting. Let me jump in here, gentlemen. Another quick break, folks. We're back in only 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We'll be taking your calls here any minute now, 800-313-9443. Our guests, Philip and Paul Collins, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, guys. You're really making this easy to understand because it is such an overwhelming and almost incomprehensible web of interconnectedness, a big puzzle piece, puzzle, and the pieces are all messed up, and we're getting a clearer picture here after these last 2 hours, and I really appreciate that. When we left off, we were discussing about Jesus' comment that his kingdom is not of this world, implying, as you said, that it's a world system. So I would take that another step and say, isn't it required that we understand the depth of the world system in order to understand how to be perhaps more Christ-like?
Absolutely. And also, if you recall, Jesus in his prayer in the book of John, he said, they are in the world, but they're not of the world.
The world,
and I'm not going to ask, he basically, I'm paraphrasing, of course, that
sure.
I'm not going to ask my Heavenly Father to take them out of the world. I'm not going to ask you to take them out of the system, but to protect them from the evil one. And so while we're in the system, we're not of the system. So if we participate in the system, we can participate in the system and try to and fight evil, basically don't vote for people who lie to you and, take your money and educate yourself, but don't rely upon the system and treat it as your sole salvation. because that's the socio-political utopian's folly. Folly. And just educate yourself. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated, anybody who would have read the Warren Commission documents would have ascertained just from reading them that John F. Kennedy was not shot by Oswald.
Mm-hmm.
However, as Alan Dulles commented on, made clear, he said the American public doesn't read.
Yes,
and
that's
so
true.
You see, so as Christians, we have an obligation to educate ourselves, and you know, to learn as much as we possibly can, and learn as much as we possibly can about the people that we're voting for.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just go and vote for them because your pastor said to.
Something also about people that you mentioned before the commercial break, people that simply talk about fleeing to another country. I would pose this question to them. In the history of empires, whether it be the Babylonian Empire, whether it be the Roman Empire, whether it be the modern-day American Empire, or the French or the British empires for that matter, have you ever known any empire throughout history to get on the imperialist track and then of its own volition turn off that track? There's no example at all.
Good point.
You know, once they get going, they get going. Empires are not content with swallowing one region of the world. They want to swallow the whole world. So the idea that you're going to hide out in the Australian outback and basically live a quiet, isolated life is just not practical.
I have to cross that off my list here.
Yeah. That along with hopping in a spaceship.
That's right. Yes, time to go and colonize the moon. I'm out of here. Well,
absolutely.
Would you guys like to take a few calls?
Sure.
All right. Folks, again, our number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Pete in the Philippines. Pete, welcome to the show, and long time no hear, brother.
Hi, Frank, Philip, Paul.
Hi. Hello.
I just wanted to pipe in. I've been listening to you guys for a couple hours. I finally found Frank on his new slot here, so I just caught you guys. It's quite a very, very heavy subject that you're covering.
Yes.
Just have a couple of comments. You know, I use a flagging system on information. Like, you don't really know exactly what you can believe and what not to believe and all the different – so much information you could just get inundated. But I look at things and I say, does it empower me or does it disempower me?
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of divisiveness in many of the religions except Gnosticism. And I'm wondering, you know, and then I hear words like God-fearing and stuff like that. These things just leave the flags start popping up to me thinking, you know, I mean, the Cathars are bad and Gnostics are basically, what would you guys say, Antichrist or Luciferians. It's just so hard for me to swallow when Gnosticism is the only thing that says really you're empowered to make, you know, to actually do something about it. The rest of them kind of say it's not really up to you, and there's a mechanized plan out there.
I can see your concern with that. That's the only problem with that is, okay, Gnosticism is, again, it's more of an anthropocentric religion. That is, it's man-centered. And the problem with anthropocentric
religion, I don't believe that, but go ahead.
Okay, well the problem is that theirs is a doctrine of self-salvation. And there is no problem with empowering man to do to work and to be able to act and be able to exercise free will. And the scriptures make it quite clear that we are free moral agents and can exercise free will. But what we're dealing with here is two different worldviews. We have with Gnosticism, it's anthropocentric, and with biblical Christianity, it's theocentric, that is, God-centered. And as long as we're working within the mandates of God's law, as long as we're working within the mandates of His will, and we are not, you know, hurting ourselves or others, then I'm sure that the Lord has no problem with honoring our endeavors and our enterprises. And the big
aren't you making an assumption there, though, that anthropocentric, that man-centered and God-centered are somehow disconnected? Is that an assumption that when you say that?
I don't think it's an assumption at all. I think it's pretty well illustrated by history. If you look at, for instance, the Enlightenment, which was pure anthropocentrism. The Enlightenment completely and totally was a virulently anti-Christian movement. And virulently,
but what time is the Enlightenment? I'm a little bit bad on history.
The 18th century. It begins with individuals.
Yeah, so I'm talking about 50 A.D. here. So you've jumped ahead 1,700 years on me.
All they were doing was recycling ideas that came from around the time that you're talking about.
Yes, basically. And each time they recycle them, they corrupt them.
You got to let them answer your question, man. It's a big question you've asked. Give them a chance.
Well,
go ahead.
If you want to look at it as them balderizing and distorting these concepts, you got to ask yourself, are they in fact distorting them, or are they in fact tangibly enacting and carrying out these principles of these older occult religions to their logical conclusion? Because what was the logical conclusion of the mystery religions that were in existence 6,000 years ago in Babylon and in Egypt? As many researchers have pointed out, the objective was to march. And I'm quoting, Angus.
Samuel Angus.
The objective was always, quote unquote, the march Godward. And this is, of course, the old lie. Ye shall be as gods. It's the promise of apotheosis. It's anthropocentric hubris at its best. Because if you think that man can act as a god, we've got serious problems, my friend, because Adolf Hitler was a man. And if Adolf Hitler were God, then wiping out the Jews would have been nothing morally wrong with it, because he, as God, would get to determine what was right and wrong. And in his own mind, wiping out the Jews.
Were you talking about,
right?
I'm sorry, I just have to clarify. That's why I interrupt, Frank. But
no,
I
understand.
About,
but what I'm saying, Pete,
I'm
what
trying
I'm saying,
to keep it in a
Pete,
logical,
Pete,
real thing. You're
Pete!
Okay, I'll
chill out, man. Look,
no,
you don't
I'll
have
to shut up.
No, you don't have to shut up. But see, you asked a question, then you interrupted the question for clarification about an opinion that you had that you had already stated. You stated,
what
in my
that?
Opinion, you stated, you said, but aren't you making an assumption? Because, well, he started out and he said, it's man-centered. You said, I don't believe that, but go ahead. And then he tried to go ahead, and then you said, well, getting back to that point that we've already clarified, aren't you making an assumption about this? And then, again, you detracted him. You derailed him from the first question in order to do this the second time. And then, again,
well,
with the...
Well, he stopped talking about Gnosticism, Frank, and he went to the 18th century and Enlightenment.
Well, then why didn't you just say, hey, look, and you started... You were interjecting your own questions along the way, saying, when did this happen? I'm unclear on my history. What I'm saying is that if it's off track, get it back on track. Don't take it down another track, because it will never get to an answer. Okay?
I think we're staying on the same track here, and then... The assumption is basically that man-centered is somehow, again, separating us from God, putting somebody else in the middle between us and our spirituality,
mm-hmm.
calling it religion and politics, putting them all together. You know, I hear a lot of comments here that are about politics, and somehow religion is supposed to be, like, for instance, the Freemasons. If you really mm-hmm. study it, there's a lot of good stuff that they have to say, but that doesn't mean that corrupt people didn't use it for political gain and totally corrupt it. That's what I see happening.
I'm unfamiliar with
any. And to throw the baby out with them.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
With what? Any of what?
Oh, I'm unfamiliar with any positive Freemasonry influence at all. But, you know, if you have any, I'd love to hear it. We've done many shows on the Freemasons, and I've never come across anything positive.
Do you know
positive.
What the degrees stand for? Do you know what the degrees really mean?
Tell me.
Why do they have degrees?
Tell me.
Does anybody here know what the degrees really mean in Freemasonry?
Levels? Levels of involvement, I don't know. Levels of prestige. Give us
degrees
the answer if you know
it. Degrees of initiation. Okay, pardon me.
Hmm. Go ahead, Pete.
Well, the degrees are basically a measurement of earth degrees.
And
they're
that
geometry.
Means...
They're
okay.
geometric degrees. That's why it's 33.3. That's why you have Roswell and 33.3 degrees. That's why you have the 33. I hear the music.
Yes.
Okay, why is there... varying degrees of disclosure with information given varying
Correct.
Degrees of initiation.
Before we respond to that, though, let's pause here for a quick break. And then, again, Pete, I would love to know how that's a positive influence. Folks, stay with us back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Folks, glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number 800-313-9443. People starting to line up in the queue to chat with our guests tonight. Philip and Paul Collins, welcome back, gentlemen. And our caller, Pete from the Philippines. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, you asked me for a question. I'm going to answer it. And it really was not my intention to defend the Freemasons, because I believe there's a big difference between the cult of Freemasonry and the secrets that they were telling. Now, the secrets going back through ancient societies have a lot of valuable things to learn. Esoterically, we can learn from the Freemasons about sacred geometry and really about how matter turns through wave propagation. I mean, it's like the Holy Grail can be learned through some of the rudimentary teachings. And also, we navigate the seas by degrees, and a lot of things came out of Freemasonry. That doesn't mean that, but I'm on the same side of you. Today's Freemasonry and the cult of it, the organization of it, is definitely, pretty atrocious.
Yeah.
But my defense was for Gnosticism, because I found Gnosticism very empowering in the fact, not that it's anthropomorphized. I understand your terminology there, but what I'm saying is Gnosticism is knowledge-based, not man-based, knowledge-based. So that means to take into account other consciousness, and it takes it into its totality, not separating it. Whereas if you're saying, yes, I agree, if man is completely narcissistic and anthropomorphized, things are totally distorted. But there is a core to these beliefs that we can all learn something from. And I just I just want to stay powered, empowered, you know, where
sure.
we can do something. Maybe Christ is coming back through us when we decide. You know, does it have to be some mysterious person mm-hmm. coming out of the heavens, or could Christ consciousness come back alive through us?
That's what the Dominionists believe, that Christ is coming back through us, and so they're totally justified in trying to take over the political and social institutions of this planet.
That does not justify it. They just use it. They're using it.
Pete, basically what you're doing is you're creating a rationale for what's known as neo-Gnostic emanatization. You're basically saying that we're going to emanatize the eschaton. We're going to bring the end of days here to this ontological plane of the physical universe. And whenever you try to move an object of faith like that over to this ontological plane, whenever you try to physicalize it, what you get is you get a crusade that leads to bloodshed. That's just the way it is. I will say this.
How are you connecting that core belief with leading to bloodshed? Isn't that a political thing? Isn't that somebody using the belief to twist it to use it as justification, like Mein Kampf and Hitler did?
You use the terms religious and political like they're separate, okay? Historically, many political movements, socio-political utopian movements, have sociologically behaved like religions, and that is because they have adhered to this Gnostic mandate to emanatize the eschaton, to bring the end of days here to this ontological plane of the physical universe.
That is not what the Gnostics say at all. So you're right. Maybe there are Gnostic cults doing that, but that is not what it's about, is to bring any sort of, because they don't even believe in, you're saying that there's a mechanized outcome out there or a script that they're trying to play, and I believe you. I think they are. Everything points to what you're saying is true on the political sense, but according to the spiritual precipices of Gnosticism and a lot of the ancient religions, there are things that are truth there. And just because we use it to justify it, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, what happened is that they got their hands on a lot of truth, but they paganized that truth. And as a result,
correct.
You don't have God's messianic figure involved. Because, the truth is that unless God is directly involved in man's redemption, there is no redemption at all, because he's the creator who basically made it all and knows the way back to redemption. And this idea that you or I, in and of our own power, can somehow redeem ourselves is laughable. I mean, we're too flawed. We're too given
That's part of the redemption, to admit our flaws.
Well,
I agree with you. I think it is a tough challenge, and mm-hmm. I think once we admit that we are indeed responsible for some of the negative things that we've had, we mm-hmm. are in the first step. But when we give it away and start lumping it into groups and giving names to it, Islamists, I mean, what's an Islamist? I have done my research here, guys. I mean, I find Zionists, I don't find Islamists involved in anything. I find them also on the other side. What's a neo-Gnostic? I mean, these are words here.
Would you say then that Grover Norquist and the whole group of radical Islamic groups that he represents are not involved in anything evil or nefarious? Is that what you're saying? Because you understand?
No, I'm saying they don't represent Islam.
That's what Paul and Philip actually said.
Right,
what they
we're
said,
in agreement. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess the main thing, and we're coming up on a break here, Pete, but I do appreciate the call. I hope that some of these questions have been answered, and I would urge you to read some of their articles. You might find a little more clarification. For example, the article that we were talking about earlier, the panoptic eye entering the pupil of the all-seeing, panoptic age entering the pupil of the all-seeing eye is 30 pages long when you print it out, so it's quite a bit of information. But I guess, Pete, what I would like you to do, and I very much appreciate the call. I think the questions were fantastic. What I would urge you to do is explore rather why you find faith to be limiting as opposed to Gnosticism being empowering. So, you know, find out exactly what's going on the other side and maybe why you see that to be limiting as far as you personally. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with more of your phone calls and our guests who are certainly delivering the goods here tonight. Lots and lots of information being brought out. Philip and Paul Collins, the book is entitled The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship. Stay with us. We're back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Philip and Paul Collins, welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I'm enjoying it very much. And I want to state this, that I'm very glad that Pete called in. I thought he made some good points. And that's what this show is about. Is about people interacting and having the ability to disagree. There's nothing wrong with that, folks. Nothing at all.
And if I may just state something for the record, Pete, as a Christian, man, I love you. You know, we're on different trajectories. We're on different paths. So we're just going to have to see as history bears out, you know, the contentions of whatever paths we've chosen. And I think we'll just have to see where those paths lead us. I know that my Lord's promised me everlasting life. So I'm sticking with him. So,
Yeah, it's a pretty pretty good deal, I think.
Yeah, pretty sweet deal, if you ask me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's keep going with the calls. We've got Dwight in Maryland. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Hi, Philip and Paul. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Dwight. How are you?
I hope I can be concise. You guys realize we're the subject matter is basically everything.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear you say at the beginning of the program that all worldviews are religious. I would say that I agree with that totally, with maybe a little change of syntax. All worldviews have important elements of the metaphysical. We can't get away from that.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
Maybe I would like to hear you talk about Gnosticism a little in a little more depth, and especially how seductive it is, in the sense that as vain human beings, we might begin in the search for knowledge, but as life progresses, we tend to want to have an answer for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm thinking of specifically of Eric Fromm, who in the beginning of his career wrote some very important works. I'm thinking of Escape from Freedom, and which said some good things about the human propensity for escaping from the responsibilities of intellectual and moral freedom and tending to run towards power. And he ended his career with an odd little book called You Shall Be As Gods. And that particular trajectory might illustrate how seductive Gnosticism is.
You're basically on the right track. It begins as this kind of very open-ended kind of search for knowledge, and by the end, however, like you were pointing out, and I've had some reading of Fromm, I got the same impression that by the end, what started off as somebody that was basically just trying to on a quest to empower themselves through knowledge, to live a decent life, to live a life free of misery, he reached the end and basically said that man would become a being that knew everything and had the solution to every single problem out there.
Yeah, basically the distinction to be made is, okay, in the scripture, in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, the Lord makes an invitation to man. He says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord." Let us reason together. He does not prohibit the use of human reason, but he wants us to use our human reason at the same time drawing upon his guidance. Through prayer, through the discernment of his Holy Spirit. So we are to employ our reason, but we are to employ our reason within godly parameters. The difference here is as we mentioned the Enlightenment earlier, one of the three pillars of the Enlightenment was reason, and this is a virtual veneration of reason as the ends in and of itself. Reason is God, and because reason is the province of the human mind, you arrive at the logical conclusion that man is God. Mm. And that's the difference here. That's the trajectory that Fromm went down. It was the same trajectory that many Enlightenment thinkers went down, and that's basically the religion that leads to. Some would call it secular humanism, but it's more succinctly known as Luciferianism. Again, we brought up earlier, I believe in the first hour, Diderot's Encyclopedia, which was the Bible of the Enlightenment, and adorning its pages were illustrations of Lucifer. And that's basically what the Luciferian
looks to is they look to the biblical figure of Lucifer. Now, they don't venerate him as a literal metaphysical entity, but what they look to him as is a symbol of man's ability to be apotheosized through his own cognitive powers. And that's the problem with Gnosticism and its preoccupation with gnosis and knowledge. Is gnosis becomes an end in and of itself, and it's derivative of the older mystery schools of the Mesopotamia of Babylon and Egypt 6,000 years ago, which, again, all researchers, most researchers have said the goal of them was to march Godward. And that's basically a rejection of what the Lord admonished us to do in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, to come reason with him. Instead, we choose to reason unto ourselves.
And we see that man is basically a very poor god throughout history whenever this happens, because what occurs is that when the person basically decides the precepts of determines his own moral precepts, it leads to moral anarchy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Moral anarchy then leads to social anarchy, and what happens is that you have to have a very rigid, strict form of social control to basically keep the anarchy from tearing civilization apart.
Yeah, that's basically where the social science is.
That leads into my next question.
Sure.
I think you can identify a current in history from Plato through Machiavelli, Hegel, Nietzsche, Leo Strauss, that in the absence of divine guidance, power is the only source of morality.
Right, absolutely.
And that, in other words, you have a created problem with Gnosticism, which power solves.
Absolutely. I believe it's Carl Raschke in his excellent book over Gnosticism. You mentioned Nietzsche. He talks about how Nietzsche's doctrine of will to power is really vintage Gnosticism. Because ultimately, what is the logical conclusion of that thinking? The logical conclusion of that thinking is that if my reason acts as the ultimate arbiter of right and wrong, then whatever I decide, for whatever reasons, you know, whether I'm rationalizing self, whether I'm rationalizing my own agendas and, you know, my own self-interest, or I think I'm legitimately pushing towards an altruistic end, ultimately, whatever I decide is right. And this was the reason, this was the guiding mantra of Adam Weishaupt's Illuminati. It was the ends justify the means. What difference does it make? What means we use, no matter how, you know, morally objectionable, if the outcome is desirable.
Mm-hmm. Phil mentioned the book by Raschke, and I'd suggest, highly recommend that people pick up that book if they want to understand Gnosticism. It's called The Interruption of Eternity. It's a really good look at Gnosticism from a critical but non-judgmental standpoint.
Mm. Wow.
I have,
go ahead, Dwight.
I have one final question or comment.
Sure.
This term, this phrase, the immanization of the eschaton,
mm-hmm.
And eschaton is not a Japanese car.
No.
But also, this is not a sterile academic concept.
No.
It does enter into the... our common psyche enters into society and affects our ideas. And I'm thinking of its influence on our thinking about economics, and specifically Francis Fukuyama, The End of History.
That's absolutely. It's very interesting that you should bring that up. We discuss him in our newest article. Mm-hmm. And you notice the title of his book, The End of History, is inherently Gnostic, because Gnostics held a derision for the continuum of history. They wanted to immobilize history, freeze history within a perpetual utopian now. And that's one of the chief goals of neoconservatives. And I believe the end of history is now a virtual sacred text amongst neoconservatives. And it's very interesting that you should bring that up, because we discussed that at length in our latest article.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I missed that. All right, thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you, Dwight.
Thanks a lot, Dwight. Fantastic stuff. And
yeah,
again,
you're very well read, Dwight.
Oh, so yeah, without a doubt.
Keep up the great work.
And for those who would like to, of course, read the newest article and things in the past as well, can go to this website, www.conspiracyarchive.com, and then go into the commentary section and look up Philip Collins and Paul Collins, and you'll see all the writings, including the most recent article that you just mentioned, which is Panoptic Age, Entering the Pupil of the All-Seeing Eye. All right. Again, folks, our number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Bert in Ohio. Bert, welcome to the show, brother.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
Good. Hey, man, I'm trying to quit this addiction that I found called Frankly Speaking Radio, man. Mm, you can help
yeah.
me out with that?
It's like a 25-step program, I understand.
Yeah, hey, how you doing this evening? I just want to say I'm not even worthy to be in amongst these guests you have tonight. They are absolutely fantastic. I just mm-hmm. want to put that out there.
Amen.
In reference to Gnosticism, I found in my studies that everything reverts back to the 1945 finding of the Nag Hammadi text. And then the different perceptions that breed to, like, the Da Vinci Codes and all
yeah.
the things that you have, you know, spiraling today.
Yeah, it's very pervasive.
And my heart goes out to the people that are caught up in that, because there are so many things that cannot be nailed down with antiquity or artifacts to support the perceptions that are given through those texts.
No, it's absolutely ridiculous. In fact, I mean, there's very little to lend them veracity in any way. But, I mean, you see these attempts, these continual attempts to legitimize them. I mean, take, for instance, the latest documentary by James Cameron, where he supposedly found the tomb of Jesus, the family tomb and what have you. And I mean, continuously scholars...
He is the king of the world.
Yeah. Continuously scholars who certainly, you know, scholars who certainly have an axe to grind with Christianity, secular scholars themselves, have been saying, you know, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
These people have not done their homework at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And that was going to be my next point that you just brought up in a very, very good way. It all points back to, if I may make a plug for the Webmaster James site.
Amen.
And the forum, we're really in this heavy discussion right now with a lot of the topics that these gentlemen are bringing to the table, and I've got to get some of their stuff. I want to research what they're putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a network of different Luciferian doctrines that are working hand in hand. I mean, this is just my opinion, and that mm-hmm. alone, for whatever it may be worth. And they don't even know to a certain degree that they are working together.
Yes, absolutely. That's part of the power of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many of I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay.
But you make a very good point there. So much of it, it's just like, you know, what Jesus said in the scriptures, there's coming a day when they'll kill you and think they're doing God a service. These people, many of them, view the altruistic, you know, sugarcoating of these belief systems and believe that they're on legitimate paths, you know, to knowledge and what have you. But in fact, they are practicing part and parcel the Luciferian belief system in its purity.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, even you can take something as abstract as Mormonism, you know, and how the whole thing that Frank reported on about Joseph Smith, who was really a farm boy, who was a hustler, who had these gold plates.
Yeah, and a Freemason.
Who created this grand scheme, I'm sorry, sir, but created this grand scheme about how the Battle of Golgotha and just, I mean, and people just ate it up like it was, you know, cocaine in a crack house. I mean, I don't mean to be so.
That's a very colorful analogy.
Hey, anyway, hey, I just wanted to pitch in and give my vote of support to to this addiction called Frankly Speaking Radio. And thank you for the guest, sir, and y'all have a good evening.
God bless you, Bert. Thank you so much, as always.
By the way, Bert, we live in Ohio, too, so
you're
in good company.
Very good. I did not know that, gentlemen. I see. Well,
kind
fantastic.
Of the armpit of America, so.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess my experiences with in Ohio were pretty much relegated to the I-75 tour and, oh, gosh, Sandusky. What's the amusement park, Cedar Point or whatever it is over there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's about it. And I didn't like it much, but
no,
that's
no.
Just me.
And a glittering trail of trailer parks. So.
Oh, you could practically be in Arkansas, a little on the cooler side, perhaps. But
real soul of the earth there. So.
we're coming up on a break here, gentlemen. I do want to give out our phone number again, 800-313-9443, and also invite you, if you're willing to do so, to finish up the show with us, to go all 4 hours. If you're up to the task, I think the calls will continue to be pouring in because they're certainly lined up in the queue.
Sure.
And okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, you're very kind. I appreciate that. I know that it's late for both of you, and I don't know, maybe there can be some sick days tomorrow at work. But folks, stay with us back in three with your calls and our guests, Philip Darrell Collins, Paul David Collins, author of the book, The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship. Stay with us. We're back in three.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You know how to
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Tail end of hour number three. It is flying by with the fierceness, and we certainly appreciate our guests for taking us there. Philip Darrell Collins, Paul David Collins, welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I'm really enjoying this and getting a lot out of it. Eric in Oklahoma, welcome to the program. Hello, Eric. Going once.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Welcome
hey,
to the
Frank.
Show. How you doing?
Man, your guests are incredible.
Yeah.
All right, back to, and I'm losing a lot of sleep listening to you, man. I hope you know
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
Hey, back to Nietzsche, like a wedding on the Uberman, Superman. It seems like almost become, instead of waiting on the Superman, it's become the evolution of the technological state. And it's like the field of dreams. Build it, and he will come.
Ah.
If you set everything up, that the Superman will eventually rise, right?
Interesting.
Yeah. It's interesting that you should bring that up, Eric. We go into the transhumanist movement in our book, and the transhumanist movement venerates Nietzsche as one of its patron ideologues. They take quite literally Nietzsche's mandate for man to overcome his humanity and thus become something else.
Mm.
And the transhumanist movement basically believes that the Nietzschean mandate for man to overcome his humanity will be accomplished through cyber technology, through biotechnology, through cybernetics, what have you, and it's very much this techno-utopianism that's premised on Nietzsche's mandate for man to overcome his humanity,
mm-hmm.
and they actually believe that in the end humanity will go extinct, and you'll have basically the emergence, I guess, of what you could call robo-sapien.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. And their ideas are pretty pervasive. Several leading figures in science and technology have endorsed them. For instance, Ray Kurzweil, who of course has published Towards a Singularity, I think was the name of the book, and he's been interviewed several times on CNN, on Glenn Beck's show comes to mind, and everything. He's one such individual who believes that man will basically transcend his own biology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with the Dominionist, actually.
Yes.
Because I think there's a quote: "If God is the gun, let us be the trigger and fire it into the heart of humanity, or heart of history, to bring about the cataclysm of God." Which they seem to see God as. Well, Lucifer, because the destructive force or something else has grown from it, right?
It's very interesting that you should say that.
And I'm sorry, gentlemen,
no problem.
I have to interrupt all of you, but all of you hang on, and all of our callers, be patient. We will get to you. Our guests have agreed to stay on with us, so this is fantastic, a great opportunity to continue our understanding of the this gigantic mess is really what it is, but we've got our cleaning guys in here sorting it all out for us. Philip and Paul Collins are here, and we're back in about 90 seconds, folks, with the home stretch, the last hour of the show. Stay with us.